Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imc.org for June 10th to the 16th, 2017. This week, U.S. announces new efforts to revive the stalled peace talks between Palestinians and Israelis. In the meantime, Israel's army attacks and leave 5 Palestinians injured this week. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized at a number of West Bank villages using live ammunition, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
In Kfar Kaddoum, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bilayin and Nalin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. For MMC News, this is Ms. Bajali.
This week, U.S. efforts for peace between Palestinians and Israelis continues, which was revived during the last U.S. President Donald Trump visit to the Middle East region. IMEMC's Ram El-Mighari with the details.
The French government voiced out concern this week about what France considers a negative message by Israel. A French statement regarded latest Israeli plans to erect more settlement blocks in the West Bank as a negative message that would harm underway peace efforts between Israelis and Palestinians. Israel has recently signaled determination to continue illegal activities on the occupied Palestinian territories, declaring it will not renounce control over those territories even a peaceful settlement is reached with Palestinians. Furthermore, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Palestinians to recognize Israel as a Jewish state as a precondition to resume stalled peace talks. In response, spokesperson for the Palestinian presidency, Nabil Abu Rodina, said that Palestinians will establish their own Palestinian state with no single illegal Israeli settlement over Palestinian lands. At the local Palestinian level, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas emphasized on his willingness to end political Palestinian division to pave the way for a solution for the Palestinian cause based on a two-state solution. Talal Aukal is a Gaza-based political analyst.
A two-state solution will never end the conflict. It will only create some sort of balance and let the two sides be part of a geopolitical dimension. With such a solution, Israel will not stop being racist, nor it will end its occupation. Such a solution will also not exempt Israel from the crimes it has so far committed since the British mandate.
يعني إبان الانتداب البريطاني وما بعده وإلى آخره والشعب الفلسطيني موجود.
The Palestinian people exist and they retain the keys to their ancestors' homes. It is difficult to imagine that establishing two states will end the conflict, yet such a solution will likely diffuse it.
بوجود دولتين هذا بخفف الصراع إلى حد كبير.
During his first visit to the region, U.S.'s President Donald Trump believed that both Palestinians and Israelis can reach a peaceful settlement based on the two-state solution envisioned by Washington long ago. Peace talks between the two sides were halted 3 years ago as Palestinians insisted that Israelis should halt any settlement activities over the 1967's borderlines, including West Bank and East Jerusalem. Gaza, which is a part of those borders, has been subject to an Israeli siege since 2007 when the Islamist Hamas party took over Gaza. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli attacks this week targeting West Bank communities leave 5 injured civilians. Meanwhile, army attacks targeting farmers and fishermen in Gaza escalate this week. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbo Bannoura reports.
Israeli soldiers injured on Friday morning two young Palestinian men from Beit Umar town, north of Hebron, after chasing them and firing gas bombs at them in Wad Abul Hummus area east of Bethlehem. Eyewitnesses said the soldiers chased many Palestinians while trying to enter occupied Jerusalem for Friday prayers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and fired many gas bombs and concussion grenades on them. They added that the soldiers shot the two Palestinians with a gas bomb and a concussion grenade in the head of back respectively. On Wednesday of this week, Israeli soldiers invaded at dawn the Dehesha refugee camp south of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank before shooting 4 Palestinians and abducting 2 others. The invasion into the Dehesha refugee camp was carried out by a large military force, leading to clashes with youngsters who hurled stones and empty bottles on the invading armored jeeps. Medical sources said the soldiers shot 4 young Palestinian men, resulting in moderate but stable injuries, and that many Palestinians suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. This week, Israeli forces conducted at least 45 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained at least 46 Palestinian civilians, including 10 children. Elsewhere, one youth was injured when Israeli troops opened live gunfire and tear gas at Palestinian protesters near the eastern borders of Gaza with Israel. Medical sources said that the youth was hit in his leg with a live bullet and was moved to the hospital for treatment. Many other civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, Israeli Navy ships attacked, Sunday night, many Palestinian fishing boats and farmers in the northern and southern parts of the besieged Gaza Strip, causing damage. Moreover, Israeli soldiers and Navy opened fire on Wednesday morning, targeting a few fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters and against farmers in the northern and southern parts of the Gaza Strip. The attack did not lead to any injuries, but forced the Palestinians out of their lands in fear of further military violence. For IMMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbo Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for June 10th to the 16th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.